The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You know the number for that. Missed the first hour? A lot of nonsense. Kind of like it. I'm not even sure I want to do any more sports today. I mean, we did college football.
We did do college football. That was have we done any more? I want to do some more sports.
We'll do some more sports.
We'll do some more sports, but we got 2 more hours to go.
I have to correct a couple people though.
Okay.
832 says the only people that say you're a made man are people that aren't made. Made people refer to other made people as friend of ours. Is the only mafia movie you've ever seen Donnie Brasco? Because that's the only one they ever did that in.
That is kind of true.
So, you know, I have a very wide library of mob movie references. And Donnie Brasco, okay movie. Not great. I don't think it was Pacino's finest work. And have you ever seen the real guy who played the real Donnie Brasco? He's like this skinny, bald dude with glasses that looks like the mob would never let him in.
He doesn't look like Johnny Depp?
No, he does not look like Johnny Depp. I mean, you would expect that, but I mean, he doesn't look like a guy that would they'd let in that way. And then, Echo Adam, will the coronavirus updates come back?
No.
As the cases rise? No. I'm done with it.
We're done talking about
that. We're done. It's dead to me. And, So that's for you guys to sort out. Ain't no Rona in here. All right. So, the one thing we talked about was we got Ed Orgeron in too. We had Dabo and Ed Orgeron. Right. So there's two things. How about that? That's two college football things. I even have another one, believe it or not.
Okay.
But we'll save it. We'll get something else. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers first.
Oh, okay.
In the latest no news news, I guess it came out that he turned down a massive contract extension.
Like a two-year extension.
Well, a two-year extension, but that would tie him there for 5 years.
Okay.
Which is pretty much the end of his career.
Probably.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers.
Unless he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I don't think he is. I don't think he's going to hold up. Because he's kind of a slight guy, and he's had an injury history, and I mean I think he can still play at an elite level. I don't know for how much longer. And my question is, if you're Jordan Love, and they traded up to get you to eventually replace him, and they're trying to keep him there for 5 more years, is that I don't know if that's the best vote of confidence there. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
But it's, I mean, are you shocked that he turned it down?
I think it kind of answers the question of, did he just want more money? Clearly, that's not it.
No.
They were going to make him the highest paid quarterback in the league, allegedly. Now, that could be a leaked story that's not true also, but I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. I mean, but yeah, I think it means that clearly he just isn't happy with the organization. And I don't know why. I mean, this myth that they don't have anything around him when there were 7 Pro Bowlers on that team. The bottom line is his real issue was they drafted a quarterback when they could have added another receiver. Well, they've done a pretty good job putting talent around you, Aaron. You got a running back that's maybe top 5, certainly top 10. You got an offensive line that's one of the best in the league. You got one of the best 2 or 3 receivers in the entire league. I don't want to hear about how you don't have any talent around you. So, 713.
I think he's just looking for something new, honestly.
Yeah, well, can you fault him for that?
No, I don't. I think that he doesn't like the people that are there. And it's not crazy to think that he wants to go somewhere else. I don't think that's absurd at all.
So they cut his buddy. Well, everybody's buddies get cut.
That's
in football.
Happen.
Yeah. I think it's what AJ said. I think he just wants a change, and if that's the case, all right. I think if you're the Packers, boy, we were talking about what you could get for Deshaun. I mean, even at 37, get a pretty damn good package for an Aaron Rodgers. You don't think the Broncos would give up everything to get that guy in terms of drafts? And that would make them a Super Bowl contender, my opinion. I don't know about the coach. I'm not sure how many other places that, I mean, I don't know how many other teams feel like they're close enough. I guess the Raiders do, but I don't know that the Raiders are upgrading long term. So,
do you have any angles on the basketball match tonight?
No, I think I'm gonna tag along with you guys on the under though.
Let me throw another one out there, and again, this is coming from a novice NBA bettor, or at least an out of practice losing NBA bettor. Chris Paul under 21.5 points seems reasonable to me. Scott Foster refereeing tonight. We all know the history of Scott Foster with Chris Paul. Chris Paul certainly knows the history of Scott Foster with Chris Paul. 0-12 in his last 12 playoff games where Scott Foster refereed.
So the NBA really does just want the Bucks to win tonight.
I think so.
That's pretty clear.
So that's it's an alarming number. So if I were a betting man, I would consider looking at Chris Paul's under on his points. So,
all right, I think I'm just going to stick with the game under because I do think if the Suns are going to win, Chris Paul's going to have to do better than that.
That's fair.
And I'll also say this. Remember when the Rockets had that record with Scott Foster and everybody talked about it, and all of a sudden they won like 3 games in a row with him
repping.
That's
true.
So 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713.
I think maybe what I'll do, I think I'm going, and mind you, I'm betting like, I'm not betting real money. I'll probably put $20 on the game just to have $20 on the game. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to parlay under with Bucks money line.
Okay.
Which is almost a 2-to-1 payout.
That's not bad.
So just to give me a little bit of a rooting interest.
I'm just going to slap a hundo on the under.
Okay.
That's my play.
Well, you're a lot richer than I am.
No, I'm just spending some of that horse money I made this weekend. One of the things I wanted to get to was your beloved Texans. We'll do that next segment. And interesting story on the Rams and how they've managed to succeed without first-round picks. There's a real in-depth look. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but just some highlights from why they've been able to be successful without first-round picks for 7 years now, which, you know, not as uncommon as you think, but it kind of also underscores most of the teams that do that are really good. Like the Chiefs, I think, have gone 4 years without one now. The other one is the Texans.
Well,
doesn't quite work that way, does it?
That's odd.
Yeah. One of these things is not like the other, but it's an interesting study because, you know, there is a way to be successful like that, but you have to make the right decisions in the latter part of the draft. And yeah, to me, what still amazes me is how they manage to make these moves and stay under the cap. Because when you trade for a Jalen Ramsey, you're going to pay Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
And Aaron Donald's going to get paid. Matt Stafford makes a bunch of money. So the guys you've traded for, now you did kind of get rid of Goff's money in that. So, but somehow they make it work. We'll talk about that a little bit at some point today. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Just see the email we got. Hi, everyone. As of this moment, Tastemakers is sold out, and we do not have any tickets to give out.
Listen, man. These people need to stop playing games with me. I've been working here a long time, all right? I've done some good things for this company. I want in that Tastemakers.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
miss me when I'm gone. You won't miss me when I'm gone.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
The NBA Finals continue. Giannis and the Bucks keep rolling, winning their third straight. Now we return to Milwaukee where the Suns face a must-win Game 6. Will they survive?
Tonight at 7 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, and of course, every Chiefs fan in the listening area is like, well, they drafted Allaire last year. Yeah, the actual stat, the point is they trade first-round picks. The actual stat is they've used two or fewer first-round selections over a five-year span, along with 18 other teams. The Texans and the Chiefs are the most notable. Now, when you expand that list, as for a team like the Chiefs, it makes sense. You're picking late anyway. Usually that pick's not a ton of value. And if you can get a player who you can put into your rotation that's not getting millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That's how you...
I mean, they spent two on Mahomes, so there's two of them right there. Wasn't Frank Clark one that they... Did they trade a first for Clark, or was that a second? I'd have to go back and look.
I don't remember. I think it was a first.
But, so yeah, it's over 5 years that they've had two or fewer. As have the Texans. But whenever you start expanding that stretch, the longer it gets, the less successful teams tend to be.
Well, but, and I think it's a little bit different for the Chiefs than it is for the Texans because the Chiefs have made something of it. The Texans didn't.
Well, yeah,
it hasn't worked out.
But I mean, and really, the Rams have made something of it too, which is kind of the point. Is that most of the teams that are doing this are relatively successful. The Texans are your outlier. And it's not like the Jets are trading first round picks.
No,
I mean, they just suck. So, the Steelers continue to be successful. They traded for Fitzpatrick, but didn't trade all their picks. But most of the teams that have had success doing this, you got to go back to pre-salary cap. Because those guys could keep the best players forever.
Yes.
You can't do that anymore. So, and then the Chargers from 93 to 2000 went 7 years. And they went from a Super Bowl contender to a 1-15 team. And that was because they didn't draft anybody in the later rounds. So the things about the Rams... The Rams have consistently considered outside veterans as more valuable than their first-round selections.
Which, if you're close, I'm not opposed to.
But they also do this slightly different. They accumulate a large volume of picks trading down.
So that is true.
They still have a bunch of picks. They just don't have first-rounders. And it says, despite not selecting earlier than 44th overall since 2017, they've made at least 8 picks each year. Particularly through a strategy that sees them spread the picks evenly throughout the draft. And also keep in mind, they got like 5 players for the Robert Griffin trade at the front end of this thing. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting
way
to do it.
In hindsight, was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, it was. But they also, they've drafted Sebastian Joseph, David Edwards, Josh Reynolds. They all made 10-plus starts, and those guys were all later picks. And they've also had some... bigger name players in day two, Cooper Kupp, John Johnson, Gerald Everett. And they have a very high rating, approximate value in rounds 4 and 5 and rounds 6 and 7. They're basically top 10 in drafting. So that's how they're able to do it. You get productive players late. You still have a bunch of draft picks. They're just later. And you get impact players for your draft picks. And I've always said, I think... And it's a little different now because I think the way these guys get into their second contract, as great as they may be, I think their value goes down when they become paid what they're worth. Like guys on rookie contracts are, they're gold. But I do think I always rather have a veteran superstar than a first-round pick. And the reason for that is, if I draft a cornerback, I hope he becomes Jalen Ramsey. But if I can get Jalen Ramsey, I'd rather have him. I think
it depends on where you are as a team.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. The Texans, it would do no good.
Right. Having Jalen Ramsey today would be useless for the Texans.
No, but for a team like the Rams, that's close. And the Matt Stafford trade, same thing. I think they feel like they're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
And maybe they are. But, you know, they do have, and they also, one of the first round picks they did have, Aaron Donald, was a big hit.
Yes.
And Michael Brockers. I mean, but what they've been able to do is rotate guys in and out that are kind of like, Aqib Talib was a big contract guy, and then you brought in Jalen Ramsey. So they've been able to do that. And the most important thing, though, this is the thing that the story brings in. This is from that 33rd team site that I've been getting stuff from. Said a key driver.
Do you have stock in this company?
No. It's just, I think it's a really cool site. Right. They do a lot of good analysis. And I don't remember. It's some former GM actually started it. I'm blanking on who it was. But, you know, it's got like film breakdowns and stuff like that. It's very much a site that a Lance Zierlein would do.
Okay.
So. But the key driver of the Rams' success has been their health. Football Outsiders calculates yearly totals of adjusted games lost, basically how many games a team misses due to injury. They've been one of the top 10 healthiest teams each year of the Sean McVay era. And their 2019 playoff missing season is the only time they even ranked outside the top five. So,
pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, that is a luck factor, right?
Sure.
But if you're healthy,
I mean, you've got to be good and lucky to win in the NFL. That's nothing new.
Yeah, and I say,
health luck especially.
And I say all that. And of course, Cam Akers tore his Achilles.
Yeah, today. That happened. So
yeah,
not as lucky.
Yeah. Off to not a good start. But anyway, I just thought it was a fascinating read on a different way to build a team, and it's not as simple as, oh, well, let's trade all our draft picks for good players. There's a secondary strategy to it, and it works pretty well. And it's the exact opposite of what the Texans did even this year, not having picks. Instead of trading for more, they traded away picks.
Yeah,
and again, I don't know that that's a winning strategy. Although right now I don't know what winning strategy the Texans could have. I don't feel this is it. So Tracy tweeted this out about the beds in the Tokyo Olympic Village
would be cardboard beds. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know much about this kind of thing. I do watch some porn. I don't think you need a bed.
No.
Pretty sure.
Well, you ain't stopping people from sexing at the Olympics.
No.
There's a gymnast there. I don't remember what country he's from. He tested out the bed. He jumped up. I mean, he said he weighed like 125 pounds.
Yeah, but
he jumped on it with his full force and said it's not moving.
Yeah, but now let's talk about a Polish weightlifter pounding out a Ukrainian gymnast.
Yeah, is that really happening? Usually the attractive people stay with the attractive
people. No, he's got muscles.
Everybody bangs everybody there. They all pass each other around. Yeah, it's like a restaurant.
What you're saying is even worse. What happens when the male Polish weightlifter bangs out the Ukrainian female deadlifter?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about, is this thing going to hold up?
Let's go for it.
And by the way, all the doom and gloom about the Cam Akers, like Cam Akers is good. Daryl Henderson was just as good as Cam Akers last year.
Yeah.
Like, is he as big of a, was he as highly rated a prospect? No. But what we've seen on the field, Daryl Henderson's just as good as him.
So I'm telling you, that's my whole strategy would be just draft Memphis running backs.
Yeah.
And I like that guy. I think he'll be fine. Now, if he gets hurt,
now you're screwed.
Now you're getting into some trouble, but he'll be good.
Do they still have Malcolm Brown?
I don't think so.
He was good for them in bursts for a couple years. So,
yeah, I thought he was somewhere else last year. I could be wrong. Last year is still kind of a blur. It's just such a weird year. So looking at the depth chart, here's their running back depth. Daryl Henderson, Xavier Jones,
made up person,
Jake Funk.
Ooh, really made up person.
Raymond Calais.
Okay. Yeah, Daryl Henderson better be good.
Yeah, he better go sign somebody.
You might want to look for someone.
Yeah. You don't want to just put it all on him. And, but I mean, clearly that hurts because you had two good backs.
And while now you say, well, I mean, you would obviously prefer the future of Cam Akers to the future of Daryl Henderson. You would have said that a week ago. I'm not so sure now. Yeah. Now that Cam Akers has had a torn Achilles, whose future would I prefer? I don't know. It's certainly not as a slam dunk like it was a week ago.
Yeah. Although most of these Achilles guys, it's not as bad as it used to be. It's kind of like microfracture surgery. It used to be a death knell. It's still not good, especially for a running back.
Yeah.
But most of them tend to come back. But it's a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some of them never do. But I do think, they're going to have to look for a veteran back, but there's guys out there. Wilt says, Raymond Calley, shout out ULL. Yeah. He may have to step up. But, I mean, I also think that offense, they find ways to get room for running backs. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. All right, so I did promise you. Okay, so that was kind of a negative slap at the Texans. Not really intended to be. I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to get into the fact that you can win.
You can.
By trading draft picks.
Whoa. Ooh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I had my my chime on because, oh, son of a bitch. I had a chime on to alert me when it was my turn, when I reached the front of the queue on the PlayStation 5 site.
Yeah.
And it chimed. And then I said, would you like to proceed? Yes. Well, now it's out of stock. Why would you chime me to show me that it's out of stock?
Hey, man.
It's terrible of me.
All right. We come back. I am going to have a positive for you on your beloved Texans. How about that? Quick break. Simplicity, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you know what that music means? Star of TV, star of the newspaper. I was listening to him on our station Sunday morning while I was driving around to get something. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Only two Tuesdays left, so thank you for taking the time to show up and do one of two final shows with AJ.
I was going to ask how many more of these are available, and I, you know, I do appreciate you tossing the word "star" around loosely.
That's okay. Very, very loosely.
Extremely loosely, but because time happens and crazy conversations go, I do have to say, AJ, you've been just it's really like a heartfelt feeling of how just meaningless you've been to this market. And I just wanted to make sure I expressed that.
I appreciate it.
Before you left.
Luckily, you are not the first to tell me that. So I'm fully aware of my meaninglessness in this market's history.
I'm glad you feel that because that's important. It's important. I would not want you to go off to Vegas thinking you are more than you are.
That I matter. You know? Yeah, that would be silly.
AJ lives matter.
That's right.
Let's not start that again. you know what? I'm going to pay off on a tease and get Jerome involved in a conversation. How's that for a professional radio guy?
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this, but ESPN ranked your Texans offensive line as one of the top 10 pass production groups in the league.
Now, see, now you're feeding into, and you've been better than this throughout your entire run of the blitz. You've been better than feeding into the ridiculousness that of the list, you know, radio stuff. But like the Texas offensive line, it's not the top or bottom of anything. They're the Texas offensive line. There's no ranking. They don't deserve any. Who are they? Like, can even the average fan name three of them?
Oh, well, no. I'm pretty average. I can name three of them.
No, you're not average. You're a pro.
What about me?
You know what? Here's a good test, Aaron.
Chester Pitts.
Aaron, name three Texans offensive linemen.
Current?
Yes.
Current offensive linemen.
Well, I mean, let's go with the obvious, Tunsil.
Okay.
What's his first name?
Laramie.
Larry Tunsil.
Is Max Sharping still on the team?
Okay.
Or did I mess that up?
Yeah, he's probably not starting.
He might not
but, okay.
be a starter, but he exists.
Wait a minute, I was going to say, is he? See, oh, damn, my bad.
And then the other Martin, the bad Martin.
Nope,
he's gone.
Oh, yeah, see, look at that.
Strike one.
Yeah.
That was a good effort, though.
Well, I was going to give him two more strikes, but I don't think he can name a third.
let's not embarrass.
What about Titus Howard?
You could have said Titus Howard. You could have said Marcus Cannon.
But Titus Howard is not even a start either, based on the offensive line coach.
He ain't a sure thing, certainly.
Yeah.
And Titus Howard is, if he walked into a restaurant in Houston, well, he's a big dude.
Yeah, you would recognize him, yeah.
No, you wouldn't recognize him. You would... I bet he's a
pro athlete.
You wouldn't know who the hell he is.
That large black man must play pro sports.
Right.
You wouldn't assume for the Texans if he was in a nice restaurant.
And there are 10 other big black men who walk into places and go, and people go, "You're Titus Howard." No.
Well, just to quote ESPN, not me, buddy. The Texans are projected to have a pass block win rate of 60% with projected starters to be Tunsil, Max Sharping, Justin Britt at center, that's another one you could have used. Lane Taylor at right guard, and either Howard or Cannon at right tackle.
Justin Britt and Lane Taylor. Their parents don't even know they play for the Texans. But
actually, I think Britt's going to be a good signing. He's better than Nick Martin. He was hurt last year. So
yeah, Nick Martin was a little disappointing. I will say this, that if you're going to have a real discussion about that, is that – On some level, I know it's not, but if they're capable of being a top 10 line, wouldn't that have more to do with if Deshaun Watson is the quarterback as opposed to?
Well, listen, I didn't say
gonna have.
I didn't say it was gonna matter because, frankly, if you're the top 10 pass protecting line and Tyrod Taylor's your quarterback and you're throwing the ball 15 times a game, is that really helpful?
Yeah, that's. What you're doing, Fred, you're trying to talk us into getting excited about the football season.
No, because
training camp is coming up. I get it.
No,
I get it.
Hey, listen, I've been.
You're on Texas radio.
No.
You got it. Oh, you're
I basically said that I have found two positives for the Texans this year. I think their offense. Mm-hmm. I think their offensive line will be good, and I think their special teams will be good. Because all they did was sign special teamers in the offseason.
Yeah, they've got more special. They've got more special teamers than any team in the league.
Now the problem is the special teamers are all starting. But hey,
they were not signed for special teams. They were signed to play on the defense.
Everything else sucks. But those are my two positives, and I'm going to stick with them.
I'm not going to. Keep anybody from dogging the Texans and what they have. I think they're going to be better than we give them credit for. I'm not going to think their offensive line is going to be top 10.
Suddenly I'm Mr. Positive. I'm not saying they're going to be better than we think. I think they're going to slide.
No, my point is I'm not going to let you dog them and treat them like they're the worst team in the league. Just because they're not better than any of the other teams. There's a difference there.
You know what? I really think it's going to be close between them and the Lions.
I don't.
I think it's going to be close. But yeah, the one difference is the Lions at least have a quarterback who's been successful in the NFL. There's that. Although I don't think either team hired a coach worth a damn.
You keep pointing out that Tyrod Taylor once led a team to the playoffs, so
he did.
That's something.
He did. So Jared Goff once saw the team
It was like 5 or 6 years ago, but that's something.
And I know we haven't had this discussion in forever, but what could they do if Deshaun Watson was actually the starting quarterback and going to play all 16 games?
I don't think they're much better than they were last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's we've talked about this a little bit. With all his legal problems, would it behoove him to just say, you know what, I got to suck it up and play. If I want to get paid and they're not going to put me on the exempt list, just suck it up and play for the Texans for one more year, then get traded?
Oh, I believe that is going to happen. But I'm also kind of pretty solid in the fact that the Texans are not going to allow that. And this is probably an unpopular opinion. I think they've made a mistake in not at least making him believe that they support him. You know what I mean? Like, you make the guy believe you support him in case things work out, and because he's better than any quarterback you're going to have for the next, what?
Dude, I totally disagree with you, Jerome. I mean, I agree he's the best you're going to have, but as an organization, right, at some point you have to say, nah, that ain't not. Like, do you think it's a good idea for the Dodgers to come out and support Trevor Bauer right now? You say, good.
Trevor Bauer's different. I understand what you're saying. The thing is, the Texans, and I'm sorry, maybe I misspoke or I didn't emphasize enough. Like, they should have let it be known to him that they're still with him until they're not with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, because if things work out, you know, whatever, you at least have a guy who you know you're not going to have a better player than, and things could be okay. Everybody moves on. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers did not give any indication to Ben Roethlisberger that we're out on you, period.
Right.
You know, and did it pay off for them? Yes.
But Ben Roethlisberger, before we found out that he was being accused of rape, didn't say, I hate it here. I don't want to play for this stupid organization anymore.
Right. But
get me out of town immediately.
When you're said stupid organization, you have to realize that, yeah, you are a stupid organization.
Okay, but that's the problem, right?
You can't walk around going, I can't believe anybody called us stupid. Well, yeah, you are stupid.
When you're that stupid, you don't realize you are. Goomer Powell did not
argue against people, you know, dogging him. He just, you know, smiled and moved on. And
he was a fictitious character. Cal McNair is a real human being. Who's
no,
Cal
McNair, not.
Cal McNair is Goomer Powell.
What's
the difference?
Cal McNair is a Rain Man who's bad at blackjack.
how y'all get me to be the horrible person with you people?
That whole organization's dumb, though. The quarterback was dumb. The owner's dumb. Jack Easterby, one fish, two fish. And now they brought in your buddy from New England who appears to be as dumb as the rest of them. So
It's a sad situation. And I don't see where they get out of their position and go to anywhere, to even average anytime soon. And that's what has to be disconcerting for Texans fans. If you're a Rockets fan, you're like, okay, we're the worst team in the league. But you can actually see, even if it's wishful thinking, you can see in a couple years where, hey, they're in the hunt, you know, things are good. The Texans, where do you see them going anywhere anytime soon? In a positive light, it doesn't exist. It's not even wishful thinking. It's fantasy.
Well, that's the thing. You can't see a path right now to getting back. And at least with the Rockets, you're going to have the second pick. You're going to have a chance at really three guys that could be impact players and be your best player for the next several years. And you're going to have another high pick next year and a bunch of other picks. You could see some hope there.
Yes.
You know, with this, what do you? I mean, You're going to have a high pick next year, but you're going to need more than that. You're going to need about 10 players at some point.
Here's a good way of putting it. There's a really good chance, and a likelihood, not a chance. I'd be surprised if it's not the case. If next season the Rockets have three players on their roster who are all-star caliber players, when they'll make the all-star team, whatever, we can deal with that. The Texans don't have three Pro Bowlers on the team.
I mean, we were talking.
And we're talking a roster of 53 versus 13 or whatever. They don't have a Pro Bowler.
It's worse than that. Other than Laremy Tunsil, there's not many guys that would start on any playoff team in this league.
I mean, playoff team?
Maybe.
Why'd you draw that line?
Well, even a 500 team, you know? I mean, maybe Brandon Cooks would. Maybe Justin Reed. I don't know.
I love him. He could start on my team as a personality and the person and
sure,
good dude. That
doesn't help you be good at football though.
Yeah, but and there are only 64 starting safeties in the league. He's one of the top 70. That's not funny.
It wasn't a joke.
I saw an article where they actually went and found guys who are higher rated on Pro Football Focus that are still unsigned than like most of the guys on the Texans defense.
Yeah. And come October, when the Texans are 4-3 and AJ is in Vegas, we're going to have a whole different conversation about these
guys. You guys will have it.
Yeah, well, I've said all along that I'm not going to be shocked if they start off 2-1 and then win one more game the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Because I think they could beat the Jags and short week at home against the Panthers in week 3. Panthers are better coached, I know that much, but I don't know how much better they are. So, yeah, they could be 2-1, and everybody's like, uh-oh, they're not as bad as we thought. And you're going to come on the show, and you're going to say, I told you they were better than you thought. And then when they go 3-14, you're going to say they didn't live up to their expectations.
Well, I won't be here every week then. I'll be busy. I'm going to ride the high wave.
Boy.
But the idea that they'll lose every game is ridiculous. We all know that. That the odds are so much against that. It's much more likely they'll go 4-13 now.
Yeah.
And that's about where they're, but they'll go 4-13 and it'll be, they're not as good as their record indicates. So
I want to see them win 5 games. Cause I want to see them win one more game. And they did with Deshaun last year.
Why are you so anti Deshaun? He ain't done nothing to you.
He's an air humper, and he's a dumb. So yeah.
That's a new phrase, the air humper.
No, it's not new. I've been using that for months.
I'm not new as in you kind of invented that.
Yeah, yeah, you
know? Yeah.
From that one case where he was thrusting in the air, and I can't get that out of my head. So he's now the air humper.
That's you can't turn your own personal. You know, glory.
That's not glory.
The phrase.
It's not glory.
It's glory. It's glory.
It's disgust.
It's glory because 10 years from now, when somebody describes him as an air humper, you go, "Hey, I should get credit for that. I came up with that."
Well, you know what? I'm gonna get a patent on that phrase. So anybody that uses it is gonna have to pay me.
Air humper. Yeah, right.
Jerome, you're in the middle of a hurricane, buddy. We got to let you go, and we're late for a break. But we appreciate the time, and we will
enjoy it thoroughly, for fellas. Anytime, one more week with you, AJ. Nobody cares.
It's been real. All right, man.
Later.
So, do we have Lawyer Dave? He must be crushing it in court, like he always does, because that's what my man Lawyer Dave does. And if you've been in an accident, and I see an accident every day now on the way in. So I'm sure a bunch of you have been, whether it's a car, 18-wheeler, industrial, you may slip at work, or you go to the hospital and they screw up, they give you the wrong drugs. Well, guess what? He handles all that. He practices everywhere in Texas. And the best part is doesn't cost a dime for a consultation. So give him a call and tell him, hey, I got this problem. Can you help me? And if he can, and he takes your case, you don't pay a dime until you win. And even if you have to go to a doctor, you don't have insurance, you need medical attention, guess what? He's going to get that taken care of for you. And then you pay at the end when you win. And if you don't win, guess what? He doesn't get paid. And if it's not something he handles, he'll put you with somebody who does. And if you don't have a case, he'll be honest with you about that. But he loves taking care of the Blitzers. And he's based here in Houston, but practices all over the great state of Texas, including over in the Golden Triangle. Got a bunch of cases over there. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com. Or if you can't remember any of that, hit me up, and I will get you that number. Abogado, El Tigre Tejano. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
The King of Kings.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, time for a little Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this Bigfoot thing might be getting out of hand. There's been all kinds of sightings lately, and there's now a video of Bigfoot crossing a river in Michigan holding what appears to be either a baby Bigfoot or a deer. And the Rocky Mountain Sasquatch organization, this is a thing. Investigator Kyle Shaw was one of the people to closely inspect the photo and video, magnifying it and slowing down the footage for a better look. His take? I'm on the fence.
Oh, well, that's...
I'm not saying this is Bigfoot, and I'm not saying it isn't.
So he's a real expert.
Yeah, this is obviously shot with a cell phone at 880 by 656 resolution. It's 30 frames per second. It isn't the greatest footage. It's all we have to go on, so you be the judge on what you think it is. I don't know what it is. All right, thanks for that. I could have told you that.
Yeah. You're useless, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Kyle Shaw, Rocky Mountain Sasquatch organization. My thought when I saw it is usually when you get these videos, they're really grainy and black and white for some reason. That's still a thing. Like if it's Sasquatch, it's black and white, right? Or a UFO.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. It's always... the quality's not bad. I'm just kind of curious, you know, how many 7 foot tall guys that you get to dress up like Sasquatch can carry a kid around through the water? That's obviously what this is. I'll answer it for you, Kyle Shaw. This is some dude. This is staged. And I don't know what it's carrying. Aaron, you've seen it.
Yes, I have.
And?
It's a dude in a like yes. a monkey suit,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, it is. And I wish you guys would stop doing this. You want it to be true so badly that you're dressing people up now. And, yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
It's also pretty obvious that that's a heavy-ass suit because he ain't moving very fast through that water. And I would post it to Twitch, but Aaron won't let me. So the people could view it and decide for themselves.
I'm allowed to post it.
All right, well, why don't you post it then?
I will.
Oh, yeah, at Hip Hop, why are all UFO videos and Bigfoot videos so crappy and grainy? Yeah, that's the point.
Same with the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Crazy how that works out.
Black and white, too, right? Just saying. And like any aliens, yeah, chupacabras, any of those things. I listen. I technology's come a long way, right? You can get pretty damn good photos on your phone these days. Pretty damn good videos. Why is it that you can get good videos of, oh, I don't know, a little kid getting a bowling ball dropped on his head, but you can't get a video of a Bigfoot crossing the water without having a fake guy in there?
Right.
Anyway, just thought I'd share. Okay, so you did post it. Cool.
Yes.
Bill, when Sterner replaces AJ in 2 weeks, will he sing the Gym of the Day song? No. I can't say that. I don't know who's replacing AJ. I have no idea. It may be the Baytown Badass.
I don't either.
13, did y'all see Bezos' rocket today and how crappy the space videos that were of it? You know what? I want to get into that when we come back, because listen, I'm not against going to space, but can we redefine what a space race is with these rich guys doing it? I mean, I'm all for it. Let them do it. But, and I kind of want to get Aaron's take on this as our resident NASA expert, or groupie, I guess would be a better word.
He is an astronaut.
Something like that. Anyway, tell people about TGS.
Yeah, if you want to go to space, you'll need to save up some money. A great way to do it is save some money on your homeowner's insurance. Or you could just sell your home. I don't know, but you get to space. That's the priority. Listen, you want to save money on your homeowner's insurance. It's something you hope you never have to use, period. Why would you want to pay more than you have to? If TGS was to tell you they can offer you A-rated insurance, which they can, and they can save you money, why wouldn't you do that? If you're going to get the same coverage or better for less, that sounds like what we would call in the industry a win-win. It's really simple. All you got to do is send a text. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to reply back and ask for your address, and within 15 seconds, you'll have a full and firm quote right there in your inbox. If you like it, great. They'll get you refunded on your old policy, start you saving money right away, and the average customer saves over $900 a year. That's real money right back in your pocket. If you don't like what they have to say, if you think, well, you see their quote and they're like, man, I got a better deal than this. Okay, throw the email away, no obligation, you're good to go. Why wouldn't you check it out? Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now with TGS Insurance.
It's the way we living from the underground, gotta fill the shoes. From a fight, gotta pick and choose. Recognize the unity, we stick together like a real glue. And I'm telling what we finna do. Demanding our respect, and it's all about the principle.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.